UConn.edu.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 93 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Tandy Wallingford.
So we've got to figure out somehow how to get to the equilibrium faster.
Moorhead State hosted a conference on diversity and inclusion last week.
Maysville Community and Technical College Nursing Program has been ranked third in the state.
The 9th annual Arts and Eats Festival was a big success.
Health officials say a case of hepatitis A has shown up in Pike County.
Police are investigating a murder in Floyd County.
In sports, Rowan County soccer teams are both in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 65. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University hosted Kentucky's Council on Post-Secondary Education President, Dr. Aaron Thompson, last week, where he connected with university leadership, faculty, staff, students, and the community. Thompson visited to MSU as part of a listening tour where he visits various higher education institutions across the state. The Trailblazer was there and had the chance to ask Dr. Thompson about the changes in attitudes towards higher education.
People believe that higher ed is no longer valuable. If you look at the research and the data, you know, we have almost 50% of the population that's telling us that they're not sure what the purpose of higher education is. And we obviously have research and data that tells us how important it really is. You know, first of all, you make a lot more money with a credential, but you also have a better life.
Dr. Thompson was also a featured speaker at last week's 6th annual Tri-State Conference on Diversity and Inclusion at MSU and met with student leaders at Round County Senior High School. For more information on his tour of the Commonwealth, visit cpe.ky.gov/listening-tour.
The Licking Valley campus of Maysville Community and Technical College has one of the three best nursing programs in the state. That's according to the most recent rankings from Registered Nursing ORG. The site ranked the top 20 programs in the state using current and historical nursing exam pass rates. But according to MCTC Licking Valley Campus Director Laurie Gauntz, high test scores aren't the only reason for nursing program is doing so well.
I really think our program offers very individualized personal attention for each student. Our instructors, between the three of them, they're bringing their professionalism, they're bringing their day-to-day experiences that they've had in the past to the classroom. And I think that is one of the things that really sets us apart.
The nursing program ranked third, with Berea College and the University of Kentucky earning the top two spots, respectively. MCTC is also at the top of programs in the state that offer a two-year associate's degree in nursing.
Students at Lexington STEAM Academy joined worldwide protests for climate action earlier this month. Students at the academy, which focus on project-based learning and student inquiry, made their way down 6th Street, chanting Save the Earth and holding signs reading It's Fall and It's 90 Degrees. Elizabeth Haley is a freshman at the STEAM Academy. She says politicians aren't doing enough.
I look and I see how much pollution there already is and how much things it's already affecting us now, and I just think, what's going to happen in 20 years from now? What's it going to look like then?
Kentucky students also stage protests in several other communities across the state, mirroring other climate change protests around the world.
Officials with the Pike County Health Department confirmed last Thursday a worker at a food restaurant has tested positive for hepatitis A. Stephanie Bentley is a nursing administrator at the Pike County Health Department. She says the restaurant immediately took steps to limit exposure once the Hep A case was confirmed.
There was an employee at KFC at South Williamson that had been diagnosed with hepatitis A, and that we had investigated at the restaurant, and that they were taking precautions, doing some extra cleaning, and their employees were being vaccinated.
She further added, the employee diagnosed with hepatitis A does not have a position where he, she directly handles food. So the threat of anyone who has eaten food from the restaurant contracting hepatitis A is very low. This is the first new case of hepatitis A in Pike County in several weeks, and the incidence of hepatitis A across Kentucky continues to decline.
Health officials are urging Kentuckians to get vaccinated against the flu. Here's KNN's Will Clark.
The Department for Public Health says 154 lab-confirmed flu cases have already shown up in the state, kicking off flu season that runs now through mid-May. Health Commissioner Angela Derringer says vaccination is the best way to prevent the virus, which can be debilitating and in some cases deadly. The symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, sneezing, and body aches. Vaccinations recommended for everyone 6 months old and over. However, the high-risk populations are young children, older adults, and pregnant women. Last year, Kentucky saw 194 flu-related deaths, two of which were children. I'm Will Clark.
Kentucky officials say growers and processors wanting to participate in the state's 2020 hemp program can start applying for a license in mid-November. State Agricultural Commissioner Ryan Quarles says an online application is being added to the application process with the Kentucky Department of Ag. Quarles says the department will accept grower applications from November 15th through March 15th of next year. Processor applications can also be submitted starting November 15th. The department says it eventually hopes to move to a year-round processor application. Kentucky has been at the forefront of hemp's resurgence. Hemp was legalized as a farm commodity as part of the new federal farm bill. Two Kentucky lawmakers, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and U.S. Representative James Comer, played key roles in pushing Congress to legalize the crop.
A new prayer locker in Martin County High School is aiming to provide students with comfort and a safe place. The locker is meant to help teenage students express their thoughts and feelings anonymously. The idea was brought up by Carol Rosenstein, a math teacher and the administrator for the Beta Club. Each Beta Club member reads one card and does not discuss it with other students. Kaylee Harless, a sophomore member of the Beta Club, tells WYMT News what the locker means to her and what it could do for other people.
It immediately brought my mind back to when I was 18 months old, I was diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer, and I know with prayer that nothing's impossible. It gives a chance to students to express themselves and their thoughts because maybe they can't do that on their own.
The Beta Club team hopes this locker will hold more than just books for their peers throughout the year.
The deadline to register to vote in the general election is just 1 week away. The registration deadline to vote in this upcoming November 5th, 2019 general election is Monday, October 7th. According to LEX18, county clerk's offices throughout Kentucky will accept online and paper applications until 4 p.m. local time on the deadline. Mail-in voter registration applications must be postmarked by October 7th. To be eligible to vote, Kentuckians must be a U.S. citizen, a Kentucky resident for at least 29 days before the election, be at least 18 years old on or before the general election. Over 175,000 Kentucky voters' records have been designated as inactive by the State Board of Elections. Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes is urging voters to check their status at govotekentucky.com.
On Friday, Lexington's Planning Commission heard public input about a proposal to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, in the city. The city's proposal would permit a cap of 800 square feet on all urban single-family housing lots in Lexington. Long-range planning officer Chris Taylor says Lexington faces a unique challenge when it comes to growth because of its urban service boundary, and allowing smaller, isolated homes could be part of the solution.
The real land use impact of accessory dwelling units is projected to be very small. That allowing the development of these structures will have a significant impact for the people that do need them and to help with quality of life for a number of residents.
No vote was taken Thursday, but a commission decision could come soon as October 21st.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
An Ashland woman is under arrest after police say she intended to shoot her husband during a domestic dispute Friday. That's according to the Boyd County Sheriff's Department. Julie Crawford is charged with attempted murder after she pulled a shotgun on her husband, Thomas, during a heated argument around 8:45 a.m. on Friday, according to the criminal complaint. WSAZ says a witness stepped in and wrestled the shotgun away from Crawford before any shots could be fired. It happened on Mead Springer Road in Ashland. Crawford is charged with a felony attempted murder, domestic violence, and is being held at the Boyd County Detention Center. No one was injured in that incident.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a murder that happened in Floyd County. Troopers were called out to a home to check on the welfare of a person living there. After several attempts to get someone to answer, officials entered the home and found a man dead inside. Kaylee Motherwell, a fellow neighbor, tells WYMT the victim left behind a golden retriever named Goldie.
So, I mean, he just kind of stayed to himself. It was him and his dog. It was like his child. So this was completely just shocking.
The neighbors are now taking care of the dog, and an autopsy of the man is scheduled for Saturday. His name has not yet been released.
A man is in jail after investigators say he was arrested at a home where they found meth, pills, marijuana, and cash. 42-year-old Nathan Cyrus of Louisa was arrested Saturday at a home near Blaine Elementary School in Lawrence County. The Lawrence County Constable Association tells WSAZ Cyrus has been on the run from a warrant issued by the parole board for a previous trafficking conviction. Cyrus was taken to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Breathitt County authorities say a man is dead and the victim's father is the person who murdered him. Sheriff John Holland was patrolling Saturday when someone in a pickup flagged him down. Holland said he came across James Prater, who left his vehicle and told him that he was shot. According to WKYT, Holland took Prater to the hospital while deputies investigated the shooting. They determined Prater's father, Dial Prater, was in a physical altercation with his son. James Prater would succumb to his injuries while Dial Prater was treated and released from the hospital. He was then arrested and charged with murder. Breathitt County deputies continue to investigate the case.
A robbery in Lexington over the weekend has led to the arrest of three minors. Police say it happened in the 1700 block of Gulfview Drive around 12:30 a.m. Sunday morning. According to investigators, three male suspects entered a home and stole things from the homeowners at gunpoint. Police in the area later saw three individuals matching the suspect's description in a vehicle and initiated a short chase, which ended on Jennifer Road when the three juveniles tried to run from their car. Local homeowner Brandon Ray tells WKYT the area is usually a peaceful place to live.
Of the neighbors that I do know, there's several older couples who've been here for years, you know, and a lot of kind of younger, rentals, you know, college people.
Police say the juveniles are the only possible suspects at this time.
A Bath County mother is continuing to search for her daughter who went missing 5 years ago. Sharon King's daughter, Norma Brown, was 33 years old when she went missing in 2014. A police investigation was held in the days following Brown's disappearance, but the case eventually went cold. King tells WKYT she hasn't gotten an update in 4 years, but she refuses to give up hope.
What happened? I'm just looking for anything to give me some kind of closure before I leave this world. I just want everybody to remember her. Don't forget her, because she's still out there somewhere.
King says she keeps her daughter close through pictures and a memorial built in her yard. The family asks anyone with information on Brown to call the Kentucky State Police.
Shoplifting is becoming an issue as the holiday season approaches. The Lexington Division of Police are already working to prevent future cases. LEX 18 says two people inside Fayette Mall stole roughly $2,700 in merchandise from Dillard's last month, and the individuals have not yet been identified. Detective Mark Thomas is the leader of the Crime Stoppers unit. He says stolen goods are often sold online.
They will post these in different sizes. I mean, just like you'd go shopping online at a normal retail outlet, they'll post them on their own sites for sale. And so we will go in and key into that. And like I said, we'll take those for evidentiary value. A lot of times we have to get search warrants to find out who these pages belong to. And then we'll go to their residence and pick them up on it.
A cash reward is being offered by Crime Stoppers to those with information leading to an arrest in that case from Dillard's. To report an anonymous tip, you can call 859-253-2020.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 93, Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 68, Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 91, Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 69, Thursday sunny with a high near 89, Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 54, Friday sunny with a high near 70, Friday night mostly clear with a low around 47, Saturday sunny with a high near 73. Current temperatures in Mount Sterling, it's 93 degrees, Winchester 94, Lexington 95, Ashland 92, Grayson 91, Inez 93, and Moorhead, it's 93 degrees.
WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive is here. Our goal this semester is $17,500 to replace our aging master control audio board. The current board has been in service for nearly two decades, and we have a vital need to replace it so we can continue providing valuable programming and training for our student employees. A new board will help us do that. You can help make all this possible with a tax-deductible pledge right now by using our secure pledge form on our website at wmky.org or by calling us at 606-783-2001 to make your pledge of support. We appreciate the time that you spend with us in the afternoon. Maybe you're on your way home from work. Maybe you're on your way to work. But we know that it's important to you to find out exactly what's happening in our region and get that local news programming and sports coverage that we provide for here in the region. We're trying to make sure that you know exactly what's happening in our community, as well as information and news from National Public Radio and Public Radio International. We pay for those national programs by using funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but you are a big part of that money that we get each year. Every single member who pledges their support to WMKY during these fundraisers is counted as a member in our equation for how to get the grant monies that the CPB provides. So every household, no matter how much they give, if you give $10 or $1,000, both of you are really important to our membership drive because you're that number, that one household number, is important to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and allows us to know just how many members are actually listening in during the day. It also gives you the opportunity to give us information about the programming that you like, what you don't like, and we consider all that information when we're thinking about changes to programming each year. So please, if you think those things are important, give us a call at 606-783-2001 or online at wmky.org. And you can donate under the Support Us tab. There's a secure pledge form there. They'll shoot us an email and let us know that you've given your pledge of support. You don't have to say your name on the radio, but we'd love to say thank you in advance for your pledge of support. Again, those numbers are 606-783-2001 or online at wmky.org. It's 4:49 and currently 93 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Tandy Wallingford and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're really glad that you've joined us on this lovely Monday afternoon. Jonathan Burton has a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Morehead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. That's 784-1250. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250, Facebook and online at moreheadrecycling.org.
The Round County soccer teams are back in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Jonathan Burton. The Round County girls soccer team welcomes Boyd County tonight. The Vikings have just one loss so far this season, holding to the second seat in the region behind Ashland Blazer. The Lady Lions are 5-7 and 1 on the season as they try to break a 4-game losing streak. Round head coach Alan Evans says it's hard to keep motivation up since they beat Boyd County just last week.
Also, it's distraction week here at the high school. It's homecoming week. It's going to be senior night, too, so the girls are going to be emotional, lots of distractions. So as coaches, you want them to focus in. And so even though it's senior night, we still got to play at a high level and not let Boyd County have any momentum going into district.
Game time tonight at the Marvin Moore Athletic Complex is set for 6:30 p.m. The Round County boys soccer team travels to Ashland Blazer tonight. The Vikings are 10-4-2 this season, coming off a 1-0 loss to Boyd County on Thursday. Head coach Max Hammond says the Tomcats are struggling this season at 3-11.
You know, I think it'll be a good matchup. They've been playing really hard, and coaches say it's been a difficult matchup, even though they come out of there with some wins sometimes. So, you know, I expect it to be a hard-fought game, and I want to see our guys prepare for districts.
Game time tonight in Ashland is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at other soccer action tonight in the 16th region, Bath County hosts Greenup for a doubleheader tonight. The girls begin at 6 p.m. and the boys play at 8 p.m. East Carter plays host to cross-county rival West Carter. The girls meet at 6 p.m. and the boys face off at 8. In regional volleyball action tonight, Morgan County hosts McGuffin at 6 p.m. and Ashland Blazer travels to Ironton, Ohio for a 6:30 match. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. Following the program's first victory since 2015, Morehead State men's golf returns to the site of two of the program's record-breaking performances this week. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
In the final round of last season's Hummingbird Intercollegiate, MSU shot up the scoreboard, fashioning a team score of 271 to complete the best team round in school history. All five Eagle golfers fired sub-70 rounds as the team combined for a school record 3-round score of 835. The Eagles enter the renamed J.T. Poston Invitational off the victory of last week's NKU Fall Classic. Morehead State returns to the course with a lineup nearly identical to the championship group from the NKU Fall Classic. The two-day 54-hole event tees off from the Country Club of Sapphire Valley in Sapphire, North Carolina for the event. The course plays at 6,767 yards, featuring a par 71. Play began this morning. Tuesday's final rounds brings a fixed start at 8:30 a.m. with intervals of 9 minutes between tee times. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Morehead State soccer is undefeated so far in Ohio Valley Conference action. The Eagles have won 3 straight, with Friday's match against Belmont coming down to the final seconds. Here's head coach Warren Lipka on his team's effort over the weekend.
A goal in the last 3 seconds. Just a lot of grit and determination to get that win, a hard fought. And then Sunday was just, you know, getting through it, you know, to be honest. It was hot. We had to really dig deep and find ourselves, and just really proud of the girls and how they you know, got through the adversity and got a win.
Up next for MSU is a home contest against Murray State. The Racers are also undefeated in conference action and have scored 5 goals in each of their last 3 matches. Game time between the Eagles and Racers is 6 p.m. Friday. And finally, in sports this afternoon, Churchill Downs has wrapped up its September meet. Paul Miles has the results.
Racing for the 8th pole, Silver Dust.
There were 11 days of racing under the twin spires this month. Jockey Corey Lannery won the riding title with 13 victories. Brad Cox was the leading trainer with 5 wins, and it was a tie for the leading owner title. Susan and Jim Hill and Sagamore Farm each had 4 wins during the meet. Keeneland opens its fall meet on Friday. I'm Paul Miles.
That's going to do it for today. For WMKY Sports, I'm Jonathan Burton.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer hosts Murray State at 6 p.m. on Friday, and football welcomes Davidson on Saturday for Community Appreciation Day. Kickoff is 1 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Okay. Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose amid optimism around U.S.-China trade talks as Wall Street wrapped up a volatile third quarter, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 96.44 at 26,916.69. The S&P 500 was up 14.92 at 2976.71, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 59.71. at 7999.34. Tech was among the best performing sectors in the S&P 500, advancing 1.1%, as Apple shares themselves were up 2.5% on a price target increase by an analyst at J.P. Morgan. The analyst's new price target implies a more than 20% increase for Apple over the next 12 months. And of course, markets were affected negatively on Friday when the Trump administration made comments about limiting U.S. investment in China. And in a statement over the weekend, a Treasury spokeswoman said the Trump administration is not contemplating blocking Chinese companies from listing shares on U.S. stock exchanges at this time. And this statement, along with better-than-expected economic data out of China, lifted Wall Street sentiment in trading today, certainly. And, of course, upcoming are talks in the month of October between U.S. and China trade delegations, with the meeting initially expected on October 10th, as both sides try to move closer to a deal. Both countries have slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their goods, dampening expectations for economic and corporate profit growth. The Dow and S&P gained more than 1% each for the quarter, while the NASDAQ dipped 0.1%, and it was the third straight quarterly gain for the Dow and S&P 500, and the quarter was a choppy ride for investors, as the S&P actually recorded its worst day of the year on October 5th, plunging nearly 3% amid worries over the global economy. KLA Corporation was the best performer for the third quarter in the S&P 500, gaining more than 30%. Western Digital, Target, and Lam Research all jumped over 20% in the quarter. And Macy's and Ulta Beauty did not fare so well, as both stocks lost around 30% of their value in the third quarter, making them among the worst performers in the S&P 500. In the commodities markets, oil had a bad day today, down 3% at $54.29 a barrel, while gold was down 1.75% at $1,479.70 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a fair day with a gain of the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were for the most part weak, with the Nikkei down 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite down almost 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 4 cents at $25.78. Community Trust Bank was down 42 cents at $42.58. CSX up 36 cents at $69.27. Marathon Petroleum down $1.70 at $60.72. And Valvoline was up 15 cents to finish at $22.03. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Wyatt Melton, Jonathan Burton, Cody Robinson, Chanice D. Davis, and Keneally Roberts. WUKY's Josh James, KNN Paul's Miles, and Will Clark, Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke. And we hope you'll take a moment to give us a call this afternoon to pledge your support to WMKY at 606-783-2001. or online at WMKY.org. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Tandy Wallingford and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.